Okay, we'll give it a try. Hey, perfect. They were putting me in the boss's tent. Already I had gotten a promotion, and this was still my first day. We joined the crew for supper. They had brought out camp chairs and placed them in a circle around a campfire. A tall, skinny fellow named Whit brought out a sack of sandwich makings. He wore cut-off jeans and had a pair of bony legs that would have shamed a stork. He dumped the contents of the sack onto a small camp table and grumbled, "There's the grub, make your own. Cook's on vacation." My ears leaped up. Ham, cheese, mustard, and bread. Well, sure, you bet. I moved towards the ham. Not you, dog. Huh? Well, sure, no problem. I mean, they've been working all day in the heat, and they deserve to go first. I plopped myself down beside Mr. Witt and watched him build a huge sandwich. Bread, a thick layer of mustard, two slices of ham, and that ham sure smelled good. Two slices of cheese, two more slices of ham, and you know nothing smells better at supper time than sliced ham. And when he opened his mouth to take the first snap, my tongue swept across my mouth, and I heard odd groaning sounds coming from somewhere deep inside my body. His eyes came up and skewered me.
No.
No what? I hadn't asked for anything. Hey, I'm no beggar, and if he didn't want to share his sandwich, that was just fine. I had better things to do than sit there and listen to him slurp and slobber. I left and moved on around the circle. Shopping, shall we say, and checking out the various food groups on display. All at once, my nose caught a pleasant aroma of something, well, you might describe it as a deep, nutty smell. Not nutty in the sense of being crazy, but nutty in the sense of smelling like, well, nuts. Roasted nuts. I fine-tuned the settings on Sniffo Radar and traced the aroma to, oops, Doug McGrubber, the same guy who'd accused me of staring at his bone. To be honest, he had struck me as gripey, crabby, and generally unpleasant, but, well, he was eating something that smelled pretty yummy, so I decided that he might have qualities of spirit, let us say, that I hadn't noticed before. I mean, we should never make quick judgments about a person just because he has a lousy personality. I sat down beside him and waited to be recognized. He held a slice of bread in his left hand, and with his right, he smeared the bread with a thick layer of something brown. I inched closer and began taking air samples, and yes, the good smell seemed to be coming from whatever he was putting on the bread. He added a second slice of bread, opened his mouth like a crocodile, and good grief, took a huge bite out of it. How many bites could a poor sandwich take and still survive? I inched closer and licked my chops. His eyes swung around and drilled me.
Don't give me them eyes, Shep. I don't want to hear about it.
Eyes? What was he talking about? He chewed and swallowed and leaned toward me.
You want a bite of this peanut butter sandwich, right?
Well, okay, the thought had occurred to me, although I hadn't actually known that it was peanut butter. But now that he'd brought up the subject, it did smell pretty good. He grinned.
See, I can read you like a billboard, like one of them big electric signs in Las Vegas. It says,
he swept his hand around in a big circle,
"Give me a bite. I love peanut butter. Now tell me if I'm wrong."
Gee, was it so obvious? He gave me a wink.
"But there's something you don't know. You really don't want this sandwich."
How could he say that? I knew me well enough to know that I wanted it very much. If I didn't get a bite or two, well, I might just wither up and die.
"No, you don't want it, or you shouldn't, and here's why. Pay attention."
He leaned closer and dropped his voice to a creepy whisper. You won't believe what he said.